Federal Communications Commission will decide whether to impose regulations on phone services provided over the Internet. Those voice-over Internet protocol services currently are exempt from telecom regulations, but the agency warned that might change as the technology becomes more popular. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Entrepreneur Jeff Pulver asked the commission to declare that his Free World dial-up is not a traditional phone service. The commission agreed, largely because the service is free and because it only helps computer users connect with one another. FCC Chairman Michael Powell.
Voice as an application in this version is in no way any different than email or other peer-to-peer applications or other services that are blossoming on the Internet.
Fans of so-called voice-over IP have been waiting for this decision and hope it will encourage investment and consumer interest. But some said the commission needs to slow down. The FBI wants to be sure that Internet phones will be just as easy to tap as plain old telephone service. Commissioner Michael Kopp said the FCC has not answered objections the Bureau raised in a recent letter.
This letter, in effect, advised us to stop in our tracks. It urged us to resolve national security needs before moving ahead.
Kopp said it's also unclear whether voice over IP companies will have to pay into a fund that subsidizes phone service for poor and rural areas, or whether they will be part of the 911 system. He said those questions should be answered before the commission offers to cut the technology loose. The FCC says it still must decide the fate of other voice over IP providers. That process may well determine whether regulation is needed, say, for services that use the Internet to connect regular phones. But for Jeff Pulver, founder of Free World Dial-Up, it was a big day.
This is actually quite a ruling, and I wouldn't be surprised to find out tomorrow that companies like Microsoft come out and voice-enable their desktops, and all of a sudden millions upon millions of people start talking to each other.
These services are only available to users with high-speed access to the Internet. The commission also began an effort to move broadband into more homes by investigating a technology that promises to deliver high-speed access via power lines. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.